Hey, Andrew, how's it going?
Good, good. How you doing?
Doing all right, brother. Where are you at?
I'm up in Sudbury right now.
Sudbury, so you are 1 hour behind, right? 9 o'clock?
That's it. Yeah, man.
Oh, man. At least I didn't get you up too early.
No, I got a puppy right now, so I've been up for like 4 hours.
Yeah, they get you up pretty early, don't they?
It's like I'm a kid, man.
You're not kidding. So you got a new tune out?
Yeah, didn't me.
Yeah?
Seems to be doing well so far, you know, getting really good response. We're looking to play it live, so.
Yeah, what's the story behind that song, Andrew?
It's kind of about that game changer when you meet that person, and it kind of, you know, changes your outlook on what you want to do. Instead of going out and wanting to party all the time, you're just kind of like, you know what, I'm a better version of myself when I'm with you.
Okay.
It's not rocket science, but, you know, I love the melodies and I love the instrumentals of it. Mm-hmm. Just love the song.
So what is something that we don't know about you?
Well, I don't know, man. I feel like, you know, we're a few years in now. This is new. It's not really a personal thing, but, you know, obviously I just got a new puppy, just mm-hmm. bought a house. I'm probably going to live in Sudbury forever because I love this town. I'm good with the small town vibe. I'm an iron worker by trade. I don't know. A lot of people don't know that about me.
Interesting.
Yeah. Prior to music, I worked in the mine above ground here. I was unionized and left that behind to play music.
Now, you say you live in Sudbury. You're probably going to live there forever because you love it. What is your favorite thing about Sudbury?
Well, summer, honestly. Summer? I don't like winter here, but luckily I travel enough for I'm in Nashville.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we try and get away to somewhere hot for a good portion of the winter. But, there's 300 freshwater lakes here. So at any point in time, I can go to a beach and be completely alone on the beach, take the dogs, and there's nobody there.
Wow. That is a great tourist spot right there. Hey, come see one of our 300 lakes.
Yeah, people don't realize, right? They go, oh, it's not, but an hour in any direction, and you every 15 minutes, there's a lake.
So. Wow. Awesome. And you said you did get a new pup?
Yeah.
What's so your...
I bought a little, she's little now, a King Shepherd. So she'll be, you know, anywhere between 90 and 110 pounds when she's done growing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big girl.
Yeah, I grew up with shepherds. My dad was a canine handler for the OPP, Ontario Provincial Police.
Yeah.
So, you know, when he retired his dog, we studded him out and we kept two of the females and bred mm-hmm. shepherds for, you know, we always had puppies on the farm. And, I've always said, you know, once I get a house that has a big enough backyard, which we just bought, I was going to get a second dog and it would be a shepherd. So I went a little bigger, but that's okay.
That's okay. What's her name?
Her name is Jessie.
Jessie. Nice. Yeah. Is she going to be hitting the road with you at all this summer?
You know, the original plan, like I head out to go across to Ontario just for, we're doing a little bit of a radio tour.
Yeah.
Next week, just for the Ontario portion anyway. And I was like, you know what, maybe I'll bring her because when she was 8 weeks old, she was calm and quiet. But now she's basically just a shark with legs. I don't know if I want to bring her anywhere until she's trained.
A shark with legs. That's amazing.
It's amazing unless you're on the receiving end of it. Yeah. It's not that amazing.
So I was watching your Facebook. You posted a video of you spraying someone with a hose.
Yeah, that was my girlfriend. It's kind of my thing is to just, you know, she always says, you never post anything nice about me, but it's just, that's my dynamic. If I'm not, you know, that's my love language is making fun of you. That's how it is, you know.
I'm the same way. Now, did you get into trouble for that or what?
I think so.
Yeah.
She's smart about it, so I'm waiting. She's planning her revenge. Yeah. I have a feeling she's taking her time and waiting till I'm not paying attention.
Now, I know you're known for working a lot. You're a hard worker. But when you're not working, Andrew, what do you enjoy doing in the summer?
I try, you know, when I come home, part of the reason why I love Sudbury so much, like I said before, is the lakes. So I try to take time. You know, I love sitting in my backyard and having a fire. Just, I love hosting my friends at my house. I love to cook. I make a mean steak. So, you know, we buy a big tenderloin from Costco or a butcher, and then, you know, we cut it up into 20 steaks and just have all our friends over. That's really, you know, life to me is about doing what you love every single day and then being around the people that you love. And I, you know, I worked in the mine, like I said before. And I've had a lot of jobs that you wake up every day, you're dragging your feet, you don't want to go to work, or you're just going, you're collecting a paycheck. But, you know, life's too short to do that for me anyway. I mean, you know, some people, based on circumstance, they just have to do it. I've been lucky enough that if I can spend it with friends and family and doing what I love every day, then it's great.
That's awesome, man. And you do have a little bit of a radio tour coming up. So what else do you have in the works this summer?
We've got a bunch of festivals. You know, we're, I guess we're crazy enough, we're halfway through summer. So we've been all over, coast to coast kind of thing. And then I'm heading out to the Stampede is the next thing. So I leave tomorrow for Toronto, and then we'll load up the gear and we're going to play Nashville North, which is always an insane time. So very much looking forward to that show. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And then, you know, outside of festivals, we're just going to start working on new music. We've been kind of going back and forth with my producer, just making sure we have the right songs and picking the songs. That's always, it's always an interesting process, just because you're basing it on, you know, I write a ton, but I also take a lot of outside pitches. And then I'm also the most self-deprecating person in the world. That's just who I am. So I have my team listen to the songs as well, and we go, okay, what's good, what's not good, and let's trim the fat, narrow it down to what we need for the record.
Awesome. Now, any East Coast visits we can look forward to?
I have a feeling they're sending me out for the radio tour shortly. Show-wise, I think you're going to have to wait until the spring.
Well, as long as you come visit me, that's all I care about.
There it is. this fall, we're kind of taking a minute to go back into the studio, and then in the spring we're heading back out on the road with, I can't talk about it yet, but
that's
just to let you know it's probably happening. We're about 85% sure right now.
Sweet. Something to look forward to. I like that.
Exactly.
Andrew, I hope you do get out to the East Coast soon. We'd love to have you out for a visit. Thank you for your time today.
Hey, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.